You Took the Last Bus Home, written and read by Brian Bilston. Introduction. You will be either listening to this as an introduction to what you are about to hear, or in search of an explanation as to what you have just heard. You may not even be listening to this introduction at all, in which case the point, if indeed I was about to make one, is moot. Regardless of your motivation for either listening to or not listening to this bit, I'd like to take this opportunity to describe, in general terms, the key characteristics of the poems that you will encounter in this collection. Firstly, some of them rhyme, and not just the kind of moody half-rhymes you may encounter in the work of my contemporaries, but proper, perfect rhymes. This is quite deliberate on my part. I do like a rhyme, but not all the time. Secondly, to demonstrate my poetic versatility, some of them do not rhyme. These poems were harder to write, as I had to select words from a much larger pool. It has been estimated that there are over 1 million words in the English language, and so handpicking each word to go into a poem has proved to be something of a Herculean labour. Thirdly, there is variation in length and width. Most of these poems have been shared in earlier, more primitive versions on social media, particularly Twitter. There are some which were written to be small enough to fit in a tweet. Other, more expansive efforts were photographed and posted up as pictures, grainy and indistinct like their author. Fourthly, many do not follow standard poetic forms and structures. This stems from a deeply held conviction that expression is more powerful when rules are abandoned and that poetry needs to free itself from the shackles of the literary convention. That and the fact that I don't know what rules I am breaking. There are pieces in here which I am not even sure are poems in any academic sense, and you will discover words written inside Venn diagrams, organisational chart structures, Excel spreadsheets and the like. I wrote them simply because they were different to preconceived notions of what forms poetry should be found in, and they were fun to write. Fifthly, some of them may contain jokes, but not necessarily ones which are funny. I suppose that means I shall be disapprovingly exiled to the bleak literary island commonly known as light verse, with the expectation that I spend the rest of my writing career complaining how I just want to be taken seriously. Well, I don't. I want to be taken unseriously at all times, even when, perhaps especially when, I am writing about serious things. Finally, many of these poems are about everyday places and situations. Waiting for an online shopping delivery, going on a work away day, staring at a mobile phone, taking the last bus home. They would often be partly composed while I was in the middle of these situations, either quickly thumbed into my phone or clumsily assembled in my head. I suppose these are not traditionally regarded as being the stuff of poetry, but there is poetry to be found in anything if you look hard enough. You Took the Last Bus Home. You took the last bus home. Don't know how you got it through the door. You're always doing amazing stuff, like the time you caught that train. The ice cream vans. It has been warm this winter, so it was not until today that I saw the vans begin their slow rumble south, startled into movement by the early January frost, which had gathered softly upon their windscreens, before waking them suddenly as if from a night sweat. I watch this strange procession as it passes, a curious sight, suggestive of fun and funerals, an ice-creamed cavalcade, a cornettoed cortege of lollies and 99s. All pinks and whites and Mr. Whippy markings, bound for North Africa. Not all will make it. And, as they pass by, I hear the wayward chimes of Greensleeves, O Sole Mio, Half a Pound of Treacle. For these are the songs they sing to each other as they start their journey, and I feel myself charmed, even though they do not chime for me. For we shall stare at mobile phones. Streets shrug as we roam back to our homes, obstacle courses of